What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey everyone, it's Angie, and welcome back to another episode of Sincerely Angie Podcast. I know it seems weird to hear my voice and you just heard it a few days ago. Well, don't question it. Let's just go with the flow. We're going to try to get some things rolling out before the new year. Like I said, the 8 episodes for the year just kind of it triggered me. So here I am with another episode, and let's get into it. As you can tell by the title, today we're talking about some money tips to help you for the end of 2021 and to start your 2022 off properly. So back in 2017, I wrote a blog post that was titled My Tips for Saving Small, and that blog post has done really well over the last couple of years. It's done so well, I decided to do an updated version, so I posted it to my blog, and I figured that I would just share it with you all here so that you can have it in audio form and that it'll be easier to listen to versus if you didn't want to read it. And you also have the blog post if you wanted to just go there and screenshot those tips. I also did screenshot the tips and put them on the Sincerely Angie M Instagram page. If you want to go there, you can screenshot it from there. Other than that, let's get into this episode. It's going to be really quickly. I'm going to run through the tips that I posted on the blog. So whatever I'm saying here is essentially what you will find over there. It'll just be an audio form here. So these are my updated tips for saving small. One of the things that I really encourage people to do if they don't really have the best relationship with money is to focus on saving. This is going to create discipline. If you have never really had a relationship with money, saving is probably not one of your strong suits. So the best thing to do is to learn how to save first, and then you can progress as the time goes by. So the very first thing you should probably do is open a savings account if you don't have one already. And you want to find a savings account that has a higher interest yielding rate. And these are mostly like your money market accounts or any type of credit union that may have very high rates. You can try a CD, which is a certificate of deposit, but I would suggest putting your money into something that is not so permanent when you're starting off. You want to make sure that you have the funds available to you if necessary. You have to remember these are people who are novices at saving. So because you're not the best at saving, you want to do something that is going to be not so permanent right on. And a CD, you tie your money up for either 6 months, a year, two years, 3 years. I think 5 years is the most you can do a CD for, but that's what you would do with a CD. And I don't really want to suggest that right now. I just prefer that you get a high interest yielding savings account. Look into money markets account if your bank has those. The second tip is to do an evaluation of your finances. This way you'll know realistically how much you're probably going to be able to save. If you have never really been a saver, like I've mentioned before, you want to start off small. So you don't want to do something that is major, which brings me to tip number 3, which is to set a goal. You don't want to set a goal for trying to save $100 a week when you can barely save $100 in a month. Try something as small as $10, $25, maybe $50. And if per week is not okay for you, try to do it bi-weekly or try to do it monthly. That way you can get yourself in a habit, but not at a pace that is going to make you fall back into your old ways and your old habits. You want to do it slowly. You have to crawl before you walk. Step 4, try doing a money challenge. This is going to be one of the easiest ways to kind of get you into saving. If you take a look at my first blog post, it'll tell you how I initially started to save with just transferring little small funds over. But also, I've talked about money challenges over all of my Dear Finance episodes. You can go back and listen to those, and you can hear about the $5 challenge I've talked about. the 52-week challenge, you have the penny challenge. I mean, there's so many different challenges. You can even create one of your own, whatever makes you feel comfortable and whatever is easiest for you. The best thing is to just get started. Number five, cut out unnecessary spending. Take a break from the coffee shops, fast food restaurants, shopping, or whatever is like a vice for you, or wherever you find solace that may be a little bit costly. You want to make sure that you kind of cut that out for a while, just until you can get yourself on track with saving and budgeting and getting yourself financially stable. And that's one of the hardest things to do, is to cut out things that you are used to doing. But if you want to have a better future, it is better to sacrifice now, which you can sacrifice the coffee, cut out Starbucks, and start making your own at home. That way you're not buying that $6 coffee each day, but you buy a $6 coffee at the store, which can carry you 4 to 5 days out of the week. Again, you have to find what works for you. I hope that made sense to you. I know that Starbucks have the K-Cups, and they also have these cold brew drinks that you can buy at the store. And if you use that and stretch it out through the week, that could be a way that you would save money. Number six, search online. And under the search online, you want to search for like class action lawsuits or unclaimed funds from the Treasury Department. Once you get the check from this place or these companies, you put that into your savings account. That's another way to save money. When you get unexpected money, you want to put that into savings. Number eight, you can fill out surveys or utilize any cashback websites when shopping online. They pay you for referrals, or they pay you for taking these surveys. And I'm going to insert a commercial really quickly just so you can see what I mean. And this company is another company that you can utilize to make extra money. When you're shopping online, they give you cash back. And also when you give referrals out, they pay you when other people join. So stay tuned for that. Hey everyone, it's Angie. You've heard me mention Rakuten, formerly Ebates, multiple times on this podcast. Well, now instead of them giving you $10 when you spend your first $10, you give $40. So you would sign up for Ebates, click the store you want to shop at. It's going to bring you to that website. And once you make your $40 purchase, you're going to get $40 in return, either PayPal or Big Fat Check. I've earned over $200 using Rakuten, and it is an online shopper's dream. You can get cash back on top of the $40 that you get when you sign up. Who doesn't like free money? I don't know how many times I can say that. It's the holiday season, and with COVID and more stores being online and selling products online, why not get cash back for shopping online? You're buying some of these gifts for free, you guys. Link is in the show notes. This is a limited time offer. This won't happen forever. It's going to go back to $10 or $25, but $40 is big. This is a legit steal. Act now. P.S. I forgot to mention, and when you refer a friend, you get $40. They get $40. So click the link so you can get your $40. All right, welcome back. And number nine, you want to redeem your cashback points for cash. Now, this is with your credit cards. You have to go into your credit card account online and you go to their rewards program. They're going to show you like a Target gift card, Walmart, AMC. They're going to show you all of these companies where you can get a gift card to spend that money. Well, if you just continue to search, you're going to see where there is a cashback feature for them to either pay one of your bills. Like if you have a credit card bill, they'll say put this towards your bill, or they'll say give me a check, send me my money. Basically, you select the cash option. You always want to get the cash so that you can take that and put that toward any other savings goal that you may have, or you want to pay a bill off or something. But like I mentioned before, any unexpected money, you want to put that into savings. This is going to help your savings go in the end. Just a tip that has consistently worked, it is to transfer small amounts into your savings account randomly. If you check your checking account and it has $543.76, just transfer the $3.76 over. I used to swear by this. I don't do it now, but this was really a big way that helped me to start saving. And when I really did get into it, I would transfer much more. So if it wasn't the $3, I would transfer the $43 or the $73. I didn't need that money. It was just sitting there, and I would much rather it be in my savings account collecting interest than being in my checking account doing nothing, because a checking account does not have any interest. I'm not sure what number we're on, maybe number 11, but use coupons whenever you're shopping for necessities. Now, this is not about your Shein or your Fashion Nova. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you're going to Walmart, when you're going to Family Dollar, when you're going to Target. If you have any type of coupons, utilize those coupons so that you are spending less at the register and getting more for free. That money that you're saving can go into your savings account. The next tip is to put any change that's laying around the house or in a piggy bank or any type of Coke bottle, wherever you may have your, in a pickle jar, wherever you may have your money sitting, put that money in the bank. It is not collecting interest sitting in the piggy bank. It is just sitting there collecting dust and getting heavy. Put that money in the bank. And there's a coin shortage, so all of these coins that y'all are just holding on to, go bring it to the bank. Bring it to the bank and cash some of those coins in. Save a few of them if you want souvenirs, because you know that those coins are going to be extinct in a while, very short while. So if you want to save a few, save a few. But for the most part, put that change in the bank and don't let it collect dust around the house. Go ahead and lift up those sofa seats, get in that car, get any and everywhere you can, collect that change, bring it to the coin machine or to the bank, and put that into savings. What number are we on, you guys? You want to sell old clothes or shoes to a consignment shop or online and use that money that you made and put it into savings. We're going to keep going back to that savings, because I want you all to learn first how to save. That's going to create the discipline you need to move forward. Then you can start investing your money. Then you can start tripling and doubling your money. It's a process, though. Crawl before you walk. The thrift stores or Goodwill, they're not going to pay you for your clothing, but there are consignment shops either online or in your neighborhood that will take your clothing and they'll give you a few dollars for it. You won't get millions of dollars, but if you go to a consignment shop, they are going to give you a little something for your clothing that is gently used. They don't want anything worn and torn now. Okay, we only have two more tips left. Number 14. Let me see what number we're on. Number 13, lucky number 13. Ooh, this may be my favorite one. Don't be afraid to ask for monetary gifts for special events instead of gifts. Minus the gift cards, just tell people, hey, this is going to be a wishing well birthday where you wish me well and you put money into my well, like into my account or Cash App or in an envelope and give it to me, whatever the case may be. You're wishing me well and pouring into me. Financially, monetarily. I don't want any gifts. It's strictly monetary gifts. There's some way that you can say it to where it doesn't seem very tacky if you don't want to sound tacky, but you can just express to your family and friends that you have a goal that you're trying to reach, and instead of getting you something that you may or may not use, that you would suggest money instead. So monetary gifts only, please. Or this is like a wishing well birthday. This is a wishing well Christmas. This is a wishing well baby shower, whatever the case may be, you would prefer monetary gifts instead. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Use that money, put it into savings, or pay whatever you're in debt on, whatever the case may be, but this is a way to kind of help you reach whatever goal you may have. Number 14, the last one. Use the interest that you've earned on your savings account to achieve any money goals or pay down debt. Now, this one is something that you'll do at the end of the year. You get paid interest monthly in your bank account, but at the end of the year, there's a total that you'll have. So let's just say you start your savings account off with $5,000, and by the end of the year, you have $5,053. Use that $53 to go toward any goal that you may have had in the past year that you want to achieve. That $53 may be able to help you with that. You may have a credit card bill that's due and it's $50. Well, you have $53 worth of interest. You can take that $50 and pay your credit card bill off. Whatever the case may be, that is a way for you to take some money that you really weren't expecting, and you can utilize that to help you reach your goal. I hope that this helped you all. Again, go to sincerelyangiem.com for the full blog post so that you can get a better feel of all of the tips. I know that I was off with my numbering, but that is what it was. I'm just here to help you all. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't be afraid to ask and or reach out to me over at sincerelyangiem.com. Thank you all so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye. P.S. I do not have a meme moment for this episode, but I do have something that will be very beneficial to your financial journey. I have three forms over on sincerelyangiem.com under the budgeting tab that will assist you on your financial journey. I have the budgeting form, which helps you to budget. You can download these for your monthly budgeting calculations. I have the net worth worksheet, where you can plug in all of your information and then calculate your net worth. This will help you tremendously. It will open your eyes to a lot of things and get the ball rolling on an even deeper financial dig through of your financial history. And then lastly, the most recent one is the monthly spending tracker. This is a 30-day tracker, which you would write down daily how much you either spent or how much you received. So if you received an unexpected check, you would put that for day 3 or day 4, whatever day it was. And then at the end of the month, you calculate how much you have received. And this is for anything that you receive outside of your normal monthly income or your normal monthly expenses. You calculate how much you received and how much you put out. And this will let you know if you're spending way more than you're receiving. And that is another eye opener. So all three of those forms are necessary for helping you on your financial journey. And it will assist you in making sure that you're on the right track financially. The sheets also have instructions or little tips on them. So if you have any questions, again, don't be afraid to reach out to me. Or, you know, Google, she's right there. She's always very helpful as well. But again, it's three different forms. You can download as many as you want. They are free, so just go ahead and download the forms. Two of those forms have been up for close to a year or so, and then one form was recently uploaded. But overall, it's been about 1,500 downloads, so people are going there daily and downloading these forms so that they can work through whatever financial issues they're trying to work through. So I think that they're being very helpful to whoever's going on there and downloading them consistently. You should be in that number. And I'll be talking to you all in the next episode. Who knows when that will be? Stay tuned.